these things to the world. When he goes into Rajesh for a holiday, then at that time, we remember how Krishna came to Mathura and came to the rest of Sarita. We know that when Krishna came to Mathura, it caused great excitement everywhere. Especially, there was a great excitement among all the young ladies of Mathura. Therefore, Rahul Ramadhi. Why? Because Krishna is so attractive. He is approaching the Navina Madhana. He is fresh, beautiful, calm day. Because of love. So the ladies of Mathura, Rahul Ramadhi, they are very attractive. She will go with my wife. He explained how when Krishna walked in the streets of Mathura, all the young ladies of Mathura, Ramani, they were speaking with each other. One Mathura Ramani said to her friend, "All my dear Jackie, what is the use? I was putting the red light on my other foot. Tell me. I have a one foot. There's no need to put red light on my other foot. What is the use of completing my concentration, my makeup? What is the use of completing my decoration? I'm going at once. Why? Because there's such an uproar coming up in the street. The sound of young ladies telling me that beautiful dapperdown must be coming to our street. So I'm going at once. No need to put any more light on my other foot or anything. You have my. Another Mathuramani is telling her friend, "Hey Jackie, why are you blocking the whole window? Move out of the way, why are you blocking the whole window? Oh, I'm running from the back of the house to the front to the window and I'm crowding on the balcony. And everyone, imagine to see Krishna walking through the streets of Mathura." One Mathuramani says to her, "Jackie, oh Jackie, why are you sitting alone in a room in your house and speak to the holy soul? Why is it that when anyone speaks to you, you don't give a reply?" "Oh, I know why. I think that beautiful boy going to must have walked past your house. And you're seeing him. Now our heart is swollen and all his clothing is dripping." What? Mathuramani is telling her friend, "Hey Jackie, what is this? You have often become rich and starting to sit. Your pearls are scattered over the street. And all the local prostitutes, they are laughing at your provocation reputation." In this way, when Krishna was going to the street of Mathura, he created such great excitement. And when he entered into the arena, wrestling arena, Rameshwar Mahadev. At that time, all Mathuramani, they told Krishna, like Kamdev, the god of love. And a wonderful thing happened. When previously, the wife of the Brahmin, who had been doing a yajna on the border between Mathura and Vrindavan, they left their husband's yajna and they went and they both took the food preparations to Krishna. And they saw his beauty. Shamam Niranja Pagayin Bhadavaya Vaha Yadu Prabhana Vrishana Anu Brahman say. How Krishna has to offer his presence, Govan Pitamba, speak of the living hair, painting on his body, made up the Dhatu, carrying Dhatu from Kamyavan. He's carrying a lotus in his hand. He's resting his hand on the shoulder of one of his friends and glancing towards them and kissing the lotus. "Oh, Rana, this is their heart. Oh, and surely your heart is like them." And he objected. So the wife of Brahma, they keep everything away from him. So the wife of those Brahmins of Mathura, they go to the other ladies of Mathura and where is it? Who carried it off? So I have seen it. One of Vrindavan, So, what I've been talking about here, and if we will hear about this Na-Ruh-Guna Nirahi, beautiful quality that's happened, from a person who has realized it, from a person who has seen it, then what will happen? Agree with awakening the heart. So, Master Rani, they have heard about Krishna's beauty and passion. They have heard about how Gopis and Vrindavan, they have so much love for him. So when they saw Krishna at that time entering into the rest of the arena, how was Krishna? In a fighting mood. Perspiration on his body, sponsored blood from fighting with so many soldiers and school in Africa. Carrying his up on his shoulder, and he was very brave. He was ready to fight with terror, music, shout, and especially Tota. You know Tota? That is Bowman and Mala, that's already something. So, Krishna came there in a fighting mood. But when Master Ramani saw him, they thought, alas, alas, our lives are not successful. Why? Because even though we can see the beauty of Krishna, we cannot see him as he is in Vrindavan. There he is not in a fighting mood. There he is smiling, laughing, joking, singing and dancing with his associates. I wish you could see him at that time. I wish you were a full trip like Gopis, and then began to pray to the Gopis of Vrindavan. And by doing Sabbath duty to Gopis of Vrindavan, by the influence of Yoga Maya, then the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan began to manifest in their heart. So there, that's what I call Mahadev. The Master Ramani, they showing us the path of bhajan. What is that? First, lamentation, weeping and crying. I am unlucky, I am so unfortunate. And then, during Sabbath duty, praying to the Gopis of Vrindavan. Then, after the Krishna, they will manifest in our body. So this is the glory of this place. When we go to any place, try to absorb completely in the mood which is latent, potent and present there. So, there are many verses spoken by Master Ramani at that time. Some of them we discussed when we were in Jaipur. Today I want to tell one. One Master Ramani, he told Nasati, oh my dear Nasati, Kratabhra-chan-pratata-avita-chan-satayam Govetamakvanaita-chan-chan-chan-yam-yam-yam-yam-yam Sravamala-chan-guri-vanyam Satyam-sita-akvita-mukha-satayam-alokan. When the concept of breath began to manifest in the heart of that Master Ramani, he told them, oh my dear Sati, every morning, prasa, prasa nila. First in Saturday, then prasa nila. Prasa, in the morning time, when a judge first said, ah, the sun, the sayam, sayam nila, evening prasa. In the morning and in the evening, Krishna, he used to, in the morning, go out, and in the evening come back, surrounded by a place to shower. Go away, surrounded by a place to become your veil. And he is controlling the cow, cooling and house by bread on his food. There in Mathura, no food. Simply, how fortunate the gopis are that they could see Krishna entering into the forest and returning. In the morning when he is leaving, so much separation is moved. And in the evening when he is returning, so much separation is going on the whole day. But now, he's coming back. Atati Jantavan, Ani Karanam, Kunti Nidayate, Swama Pankatam, Kunti Rakantalam, Shima Pankatay, Jantavishnathame, Pakshman, Krishna. When Krishna would come back from Jantavishnathame, Gopis had been feeling separated from the whole day. You died something like saying, Sakshi Jantavishnathame, Sakshavishnathame, every one moment was like thousands and thousands of years. So finally when Krishna came back, they had the chance to build it different ways. But Kunti Kundarani, Shiva comes to say, when he comes back, then he's curling hair going over his face. So they want to see if anybody carries it. So they're looking, but they cannot. Then Krishna, by his four fingers, he extended his strange here and moved all the gold from his face and found that he was stolen. And now they can see. But when you look what happened, I didn't blink. And when the eyes blink and drop their seen Krishna, then put itself, God is addicted to some part of Krishna's own. Hey Brahma, Sapun Brahma, creator of the universe, you haven't known Brahma at all. If you know anything about Brahma, then why are you creating us with only two eyes? Why did you not give us the names of eyes to see Krishna? And not only that, but giving us two eyes to give eyes, we keep getting in the way. And not only that, when your eyes open, then you give us tears also. In this way, it's very difficult for us to see Krishna. This is their eagerness. So Mathur Ramani is saying, they are coming at Saranam of Allah and Puri Krishna. When Krishna was leaving in the morning, or when he was coming back in the evening, then they are coming at Saranam. All gopis would go running. And they would come to the roofs of their houses, they would come to their doors and gateway, just to get a glimpse of Krishna for one moment. They are coming at Saranam, running very quickly. Why are they running so quickly? Because they are Avala. Avala means go. Both are strong, so they go bald. And also Avala, they have no strength, they go go. Is this correct? Avala, no strength, so they go go. But here, still a coming of one, why is it going to be the same thing? Avala means no strength. It means that they cannot take themselves. They have no strength to stop themselves. They want to hide their feelings. They should stay in their home. They should not lose. But what happens? About that means helpless, hopeless. About no strength. Automatically their legs are running. Their eyes are running. After Krishna. Otherwise, about me, about no strength, no. About me, after Baal. Unlimited strength, after. Unlimited strength. Their strength has unlimited strength. This is meaning Abhav. Why? Because they're supposed to have Raja, they're supposed to have kindness. They're supposed to follow their Pativrata, not to keep their husband. But their brain is Abhav, as they proclaim Abhav, unlimited strength. That this train breaks all of these rules. It breaks their silence, breaks their patience, breaks their everything. So, they are young, they are turning from Allah, Pati Bhuri. They go running, Pati Bhuri Punya, to see that part, that path. The Krishna will walk down. That path is Bhuri Punya. Very, very Sukriti Vara. That's the word Punya. That's the word Sukriti. Nigati Dana Pavala Pati Bhuri Punya. That path has so much good fortune. Why? This path has the touch of the top lotus feet of Krishna. But gopis, they want. But they can't sustain it. They want so much. And also Krishna wants to touch them with his lotus feet. So Pakyamsi Rasmi Tamadhasa Daya Lokan. When the gopis run to their doorways and roofs and balconies and gates, then Pantyamsi Rasmita Mukhasa Daya Lokan. They look upon the smiling face of Krishna and how is Krishna face? Sataya Lokan. His glances are full of daya. Very merciful. Very sympathetic mood. Karuna mind. Full of compassion. Why? Gopi wants to be with Krishna, Krishna wants to be with Gopi, but it's very difficult. is looking towards them as if walking past for a moment. And they are explaining their feelings, eye to eye. Explaining the concept of that heart with each other by their loving gratitude. When Krishna is breaking down during the day, Gopi says, Jagannath Prabhu ke 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 Jagannath Prabhu They smell the fragrance of his body, they make his body. Not only that, but the jiva coming with their husband. So they dhanya vyaspara. If I don't try to go to Krishna, along with my husband, what will my husband think? Or you can just take it, say, I'll break your leg. Very good. But the jiva, they go, and the husband says, no, why? My God. Dhanya, from Buddha, you know, they are so dhanya, so fortunate. And when they come close to Krishna, Sadayava, who jumps the door to Rajasamsa, Sadayava, let me thank you, Krishna, very good. So, at this time, Gopis are coming. The jivas take blessing towards Krishna and they're worshipping by the loving gratitude. So this food is very high. But Mathura Rani, they glorify Gopis even more. Why? Pandyasika Asita Mughasa Dayavaloka. They're not telling that the Gopis are worshipping Krishna by their loving gratitude. They're saying, no. Krishna, he's worshipping the gopis by his loving gratitude. So what of the praise was manifest in the heart of Mathura Rani? Where? Oh, yeah, in that place where we were today? Rajeshwa Mahadev's place, in Mathura. So just then, Krishna, he's visiting Chandra Mandir. And Kansa, he became curious. He told soldiers, children, take what the devil gave me and what the devil gave me. And he was giving so many orders to everyone. But Krishna, he was not concerned. He climbed up on the raised platform where Kamsa was. And Kamsa took his sword. But Krishna slapped him, knocked off his crown, grabbed him by the hair, and threw him from the large platform down into the wrestling arena. And only when he hit the ground, he was dead. But anyway, he could measure Krishna jumped on him and thousands of people were in that arena and they could not believe, if Kamsa is dead, how could Kamsa be dead? So just to prove that he was dead, then Krishna, he dragged him along the ground. He dragged him and he was poisonous already. He made a deep rut in the ground. So right behind our mouth, they have to take Sigoyeva. And behind Rajesh Mahade, there's a very long drain there. So this drain has been there for 5,000 years. This drain goes crazy. When Krishna, he drags, comes up, and he makes one deep drain. So then, after Krishna kills us, when he kills us, then he went to Vishnamdha. So he went to Vishnamdha, only a few minutes after himself, something of going to Vishnamdha. You know that when Krishna, he fought with Arishasur, the poor demon, and he killed Arishasur. At that time, Radharani, he cried out, Hari Hari! And because, at the time when Krishna killed Arishasur, Radharani in excitement spoke out Hari Hari. Therefore, what name of Radhika is Hara? Who called out Hari Hari? The name is Hara. And in the Bhakti's name, the name Hare, in Mahamantra. So in the Gita verse 21, it says this is one of the meanings of the Mahamantra. Ram Ram Hare Hare, in all the Srimati Radhika. So when Krishna saw the Aristotle, he cried out, Hare Hare. And Krishna looked around, he was alone. is very happy that he could show me strength to go to his friend and friend Mr. Radhika. But now he's in Mathura. And when he comes out, oh, everyone, there was uproar in the stadium. And all those who were devoted, they were very happy and they were cheering. And Krishna looked around. But no gopis. He does something very impressive. Krishna does so many impressive things like lifting Govardhan, like dancing on the head of Kaliya. But who to impress whom? Impress Radhika. But here, no Radhika, no gopis. He looked around and was very disappointed. God is good. And then Krishna, he went to Vishnu's class. Vishnu means resting. Vigata from Vishnu. Vigata without from Leva, without hard work. That's to Vishnu. When you're not doing any hard work, then you are in Vishnu's relaxing, resting. So Krishna came there to Vishnu's ghat. And he washed the blood. He took bath there. He washed the blood from his hands and from his body. Now everyone is happy. Why? Because Kamsa has been killed. But Krishna is not happy. He is a very gopi of the tower. Why? Because they are very called Yamuna. This is the same Yamuna which is going in Vrindavan. Now it's from Vrindavan, it is going to Mudra. And they are very high way in the Yamuna. Why? Because there in Vrindavan, all gopis are weeping in separation. Radhika became unconscious, as if she is about to die. And all her friends in the Vrindavan, they are weeping and weeping. Oh, Radhika, please don't die. And their tears are flowing into the Yamuna, with so much force that it's creating sunlight in the Yamuna. And Krishna being in Mathura, and these waves of gopis' tears are flowing down. And Yamuna is making down Kalkal Gani. Kalkal. Kalkal means claim. Kal means Kalaha. Claim Kalaha. How Krishna would have some arguments with Gopi. And all these pastimes are coming in his mind. And Krishna is weeping in separation. As Gopi is there, a weeping in separation from him in Vrindavan. When Kamsa was the king, and ruling at that time, all young Bhakti, Vrishni, Banerjee, they were scattered here and there. Vasudev, Maharaj, Rahini, the bride, and many other members of Yadav and Vrishni Banerjee, they fled to various places all over the world. They are trying to escape the atrocities of Kamsa. They're trying to escape the atrocities of Kamsa. But now Kamsa is dead, everyone is celebrating. And now everyone, leaving the places where they were hiding in refuge, everyone can return to their home. All the people who are suffering, they can all return to their home. Only one person cannot return to his home. Who is that? Krishna. Everyone's happy now. Everyone can go home. Only one person can go to home. So just see how Krishna is so fortunately merciful. He came to Mathura. He just heard out from the day of the day he was being tortured by Kamsa in prison. They took him for being murdered. And all that time he was being put through many hardships. So to help them and to make them happy, Krishna came to Mathura to help Kamsa. But only Krishna himself now, he's the only one who's going to go home. Why? Because now he killed Kamsa. All the allies of Kamsa, like Shishupal, Janathan, Sarajama, Satavatra. Now, they were allies of Kamsa. So Krishna killed Kamsa. Now all the demons of the world, they want to kill Krishna. And if he'll go back to Vrindavan, there, what will happen? He has no force there. He has no soldiers there. The cowards, there they all have their sticks. They cannot even control the cows. How will they fight with so many soldiers? So he will have to stay in Mathura, where there is 40 fights, and then military forces. So Krishna his weeping, his separation, and remembering the gopis of Vrindavan, and taking back there in Yamuna, and by touch of his Yamuna, all the pastimes of Vrindavan are coming in his heart. And Kata will go to him. He will take back into Buddha. Then his true woman, Kato, it would melt and mix into the water. And if anyone who comes into the Buddha, they will take argument. Then all the three pastimes of Christian gopis who manifest in their heart by the mercy of Jamuna Devi. So now it's very late. But I just want you to think and ourselves in detail, but some outline. Of the glory of the places where we have been today. Radhikam Bhane and Vishnam Bhane. Now we're going to meditate on this Purnama. But this is going to Purnama in this way. That Bhagavan is other, a good in good. And if he cannot be a good in good, then Bhagavan will be. Here we are chanting in such a way that we will become a good in good. Then Purnama can be successful. Everything you are doing, only the path, transcendental rules. So, what is all the truth of the rules? We can't go to places today. If we can attempt by heart, at least we can go and pray that these places will be merciful to us, and at some point in the future, we can register the rest of these places. What is the beginning of it? The muscle of others who were living on day for Mahadev, they had good karma, such eagerness to see Krishna, to work and meet him. And they were learning how gopis were even more eager than they were. So if they had moved to karma, or we would also have an eagerness to work and meet Krishna and serve Krishna under guidance of gopis. This is the beginning of that state of Mahadev for Mahadev. Good karma, eagerness to meet and serve by that Krishna. And this comes up. The significance of this place is simply meeting in separation. And if someone who drove there and tears will come in their eyes, feeling sorry for Krishna, some compassion for Krishna, some sympathy for him, then what will happen to that person? If anyone will have a snake, affection for Krishna, sympathy for Krishna, what we do? Really separated and made him happy. Then for that person, this Ram, this Ram, without being hard labor. You know, yogis, they have to do tapasya for millions of years. Very difficult, very hard labor for them. But if someone who has a little compassion for Krishna, someone who shed a tear, feeling empathy for Krishna, then because of them, without any hard labor at all, very soon they will go back home back to Godhead. Therefore this place is called Vishanka, without any labor at all. If you come to the mood of this place, you can go to Vrindavan. So it's very lucky to go there. There are many things. There's a thought. I want you to see some words. In order to get some time to go there. But this is also the topic of all the other devotees this evening. So I have to open things. In relationship to our Vajramadhoj Pramana. So, you don't have to say, yes. Vajra Kapasar Vajra Kapasar in the Vajra Thank you.
Thank you.